Mansioningles.com presenta
Lección 5. El misterioso Spider-Man.
Lesson 5. The Mysterious Spider-Man.
Antes de escuchar la continuación de las aventuras del famoso detective privado
Rick Manworth,
escuche y repite las siguientes palabras y expresiones. El verbo sonreír en inglés es
to smile.
Y una sonrisa es
a smile.
Noticias.
News.
¿Tienes noticias?
Do you have any news?
Una marca, una mancha.
A mark.
Una marca roja.
A red mark.
Cuello.
Neck.
Bolsillo.
Pocket.
Veneno.
Poison.
Venenoso.
Poisonous.
Araña.
Spider.
Sangre.
Blood.
El verbo
to bite
es morder o picar. Es un verbo irregular. El pasado es
bit.
Repite.
Bite. Bit. Something bit me.
Algo me picó. Escuche y repite los siguientes verbos regulares. Llegar.
To arrive.
Preguntar, pedir.
To ask.
Enseñar, indicar, acompañar.
To show.
Mirar.
To look.
Cerrar.
To close.
Comprobar, verificar.
To check.
Visitar.
To visit.
Aterrizar.
To land.
Matar.
To kill.
Escuche el diálogo y contesta las siguientes preguntas.
1. When did the man buy the hat? 2. Where was the man from? 3. How did the man die?
Rick arrived at the police station early and asked for Harrison. He waited for a few minutes and then a policeman showed him into Harrison's office. Harrison looked at Rick and smiled as he walked in and closed the door.
Thanks for coming to see me, Manworth. I know you don't usually get up this early.
No problem, Harrison. I couldn't sleep anyway. What about the dead guy? Do you have any news on the body?
An hour later, Rick was back in his apartment with Stephanie.
What did Harrison say, Rick? Did they identify the body?
Yeah, they checked my information about the hat. I was right. He bought the hat in London 2 weeks ago. There's only one shop in the world that makes those hats.
So, who was the dead man? How did he die?
He was an African politician, Jonas Odinga from Nairobi, Kenya. He visited Kenya for a few days on his way to New York. They found a red mark on his neck and poison in his blood. When he landed in New York, he had a poisonous spider in his pocket. The spider waited 2 days before it came out of his jacket and bit him on the neck. It killed him in seconds.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So it was an accident?
Who knows? It's not our problem. Let the police in Nairobi worry about that. A lot of people hated this guy in Kenya. Harrison said about half the country wanted him dead.
Ahora contesta las preguntas y escucha las respuestas.
1. When did the man buy the hat? 2 weeks ago. 2. Where was the man from? He was from Nairobi, Kenya. 3. How did the man die? A poisonous spider bit him.
Los verbos regulares forman el pasado simple añadiendo la terminación ed. Escucha. Yo quiero.
I want.
Yo quería o quise.
I wanted. Rick arrived and asked for Harrison. He waited for a few minutes.
El pasado simple tiene la misma forma para todas las personas. Repite.
I wanted a beer. You wanted a sandwich. He wanted a pizza. She wanted an ice cream. They wanted a bottle of wine. It wanted a biscuit. You wanted to see me. We wanted a menu.
Si el infinitivo del verbo termina en la letra D o la letra T, la pronunciación es generalmente
id.
Escuche y repite. Querer.
To want. I wanted a beer. They wanted him dead.
Esperar.
To wait. It waited 2 days.
Visitar.
To visit. He visited Kenya.
Aterrizar.
To land. He landed in New York.
Odiar.
To hate. People hated this guy.
Escuche y repite más verbos regulares del diálogo anterior, primero en presente y luego en pasado.
To arrive. Arrived. Rick arrived early. To ask. Asked. He asked for Harrison. To show. Showed. He showed him into the office. To look. Looked. Harrison looked at Rick. To smile. Smiled. He smiled at him. To walk. Walked. He walked in. To close. Closed. He closed the door. To check. Checked. They checked my information. To kill. killed. It killed him in seconds.
Escucha.
He waited for a few minutes.
He waited for a few minutes.
A lot of people hated this guy.
A lot of people hated this guy. A lot of.
Se traduce como mucho, mucha, muchos o muchas. Una gran cantidad de algo. Escucha la pronunciación.
A lot of. A lot of. A lot of.
Repite.
Of. Lot of. A lot of. A lot of.
Escucha y repite. Mucha gente.
A lot of people.
Es mucho dinero.
It's a lot of money.
Tengo muchas preguntas.
I have a lot of questions.
¿Tiene mucho dinero?
Does she have a lot of money?
No tiene muchos amigos.
He doesn't have a lot of friends. A few.
Se traduce como unos pocos o unos cuantos. Escucha y repite. Compré unos pocos DVDs ayer.
I bought a few DVDs yesterday.
Hice unos pocos errores.
I made a few mistakes.
Hablo unas pocas palabras de francés.
I speak a few words of French.
Coge unas cuantas papas.
Have a few crisps.
Observa que
a few
da una idea positiva.
I've got a few friends, so I'm not lonely.
Tengo unos pocos amigos, así que no estoy solo. La palabra
few
sin la A da una idea negativa.
I'm sad and lonely. I've got few friends.
Estoy triste y solo. Tengo pocos amigos. El tiempo meteorológico.
The weather.
Escuche y repite las siguientes palabras y frases sobre el tiempo. Lluvia.
Rain.
Sol.
Sun.
Nubes.
Clouds.
Nieve.
Snow.
Viento.
Wind.
Está lloviendo.
It's raining.
Hace sol.
It's sunny.
Hace calor.
It's hot.
Hace frío.
It's cold.
Está nevando.
It's snowing.
Está nublado.
It's cloudy.
Hace viento.
It's windy.
Escucha.
What's the weather like?
¿Cómo está el tiempo? O ¿qué tiempo hace? Repite.
Weather like. The weather like. What's the weather like? What's the weather like?
Escucha.
What's the like?
Puedes utilizar esta frase en muchas situaciones. Ahora repite la misma frase sustituyendo
weather
por cada una de las siguientes palabras. Intenta decir tu frase después del tono.
1. Food. What's the food like? 2. Wine. What's the wine like? 3. Hotel. What's the hotel like? 4. Coffee. What's the coffee like? 5. Dessert. What's the dessert like? 6. Beer. What's the beer like? 7. Weather. What's the weather like? 8. Flat. What's the flat like? 9. New car. What's your new car like? 10. It. What's it like?
La frase
"What's it like?"
significa ¿cómo está? El pronombre
"it"
puede significar cualquier cosa. Repite.
What's it like? What's it like?
Escuche y repite las siguientes expresiones del pasado. Ayer por la mañana.
Yesterday morning.
Hace 5 minutos.
5 minutes ago.
El verano pasado.
Last summer.
Observa que se dice
last summer
y no
the last summer.
Hace un año.
A year ago.
Hace 6 años.
6 years ago.
Anoche.
Last night.
Fíjate que decimos
last night
y no
yesterday night.
Aunque se dice
yesterday morning, yesterday afternoon
y
yesterday evening.
El pasado fin de semana.
Last weekend.
Observa que se dice
last weekend
y no
the last weekend.
Hace 3 días.
3 days ago.
El julio pasado.
Last July.
Date cuenta también que se dice
last July
y no
the last July.
Hace una hora.
An hour ago.
Hace mucho tiempo.
A long time ago.
La semana pasada.
Last week.
Observa que se dice
last week
y no
the last week.
Escucha.
I bought the shoes last week.
Repite.
Last week. The shoes last week. I bought the shoes last week.
Escucha.
I met her 2 months ago.
Repite.
2 months ago. I met her 2 months ago.
Escucha.
We began the course 3 weeks ago.
Repite.
3 weeks ago. The course 3 weeks ago. We began the course 3 weeks ago.
Escucha.
Did you go out last night?
Repite.
Last night. Go out last night. Did you? Did you go out last night?
Escucha.
I came here a long time ago.
Repite.
A long time ago. I came here. I came here a long time ago.
Escucha.
We found the flat last November.
Repite.
Last November. The flat last November. We found the flat last November.
Escucha.
I got here half an hour ago.
Repite.
Half an hour ago. I got here. I got here half an hour ago.
Escucha.
What did you do last weekend?
Repite.
Do last weekend. What did you do last weekend?
Escucha.
We got married last summer.
Repite.
Last summer. Married last summer. Got married last summer. We got married last summer.
Escucha.
I phoned you 5 minutes ago.
Repite.
5 minutes ago. I phoned you. I phoned you 5 minutes ago.
Escucha.
I had dinner with her yesterday evening.
Repite.
Yesterday evening. I had dinner with her. I had dinner with her yesterday evening.
Vamos a escuchar 4 conversaciones cortas. Contesta a las preguntas para cada conversación. Escucharás cada conversación 2 veces.
Conversation 1. How many people were at the meeting?
¿Cuánta gente había en la reunión?
Hi Barry, were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not a lot.
No, but it's better than last time. Listen again.
Escucha de nuevo.
Hi Barry, were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not a lot.
No, but it's better than last time.
Contesta.
How many people were at the meeting?
¿Cuánta gente había en la reunión?
The answer is 30.
La respuesta es 30.
There were about 30 people at the meeting. Conversation 2. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
¿Cómo será el tiempo mañana?
I'm going to the beach tomorrow to get some sun.
That's a good idea, but the weather forecast isn't very good.
Is it going to be cloudy then?
Worse than that. It's going to rain until the end of the week. Listen again.
Escucha de nuevo.
I'm going to the beach tomorrow to get some sun.
That's a good idea, but the weather forecast isn't very good.
Is it going to be cloudy then?
Worse than that. It's going to rain until the end of the week.
Contesta.
What will the weather be like tomorrow?
¿Cómo será el tiempo mañana?
The answer is, it's going to rain.
La respuesta es que va a llover.
It's going to rain until the end of the week. Conversation 3. What train will the people take?
¿Qué tren va a tomar la gente?
What time does the train leave?
There's one at 7 and another one at 8:30.
I don't finish work until 7:30, so we can't get the 7 o'clock train.
Okay, we'll take the one that leaves at 8:30 then.
Listen again.
Escucha de nuevo.
What time does the train leave?
There's one at 7 and another one at 8:30.
I don't finish work until 7:30, so we can't get the 7 o'clock train.
Okay, we'll take the one that leaves at 8:30 then.
Contesta.
What train will the people take?
¿Qué tren va a tomar la gente?
The answer is the 8:30 train.
La respuesta es el tren que sale a las 8:30.
Conversation 4. What does Sarah not like doing?
¿Qué actividad no le gusta a Sara?
Would you like to come shopping with us this afternoon, Sarah?
No, thanks. I'm playing tennis at 5.
I thought you hated tennis.
No, I like playing tennis. I don't like trying on clothes.
Listen again.
Escucha de nuevo.
Would you like to come shopping with us this afternoon, Sarah?
No, thanks. I'm playing tennis at 5.
I thought you hated tennis.
No, I like playing tennis. I don't like trying on clothes.
Contesta.
What does Sarah not like doing?
¿Qué actividad no le gusta a Sara?
Sarah doesn't like trying on clothes.
A Sara no le gusta probarse la ropa.
Conversation 5. When did Simon go on holiday?
¿Cuándo fue Simon de vacaciones?
Are you going away this summer, Simon?
No, we had our holiday 2 months ago.
But you usually go in August.
Yes, I know. But this year, Debbie's working in July and August, so we went in April. Listen again.
Escucha de nuevo.
Are you going away this summer, Simon?
No. We had our holiday 2 months ago.
But you usually go in August.
Yes, I know. But this year, Debbie's working in July and August, so we went in April.
Contesta.
When did Simon go on holiday?
¿Cuándo fue Simon de vacaciones?
Simon went on holiday in April.
Simon fue de vacaciones en abril.
Conversation 6. How much does the camera cost?
¿Cuánto vale la cámara?
Can I help you?
Yes, please. How much is this camera?
It's $340.
That's expensive. Do you have a cheaper model?
No, I'm sorry. We had some Sony cameras last week for $280, but we sold them all. Listen again.
Escucha de nuevo.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. How much is this camera?
It's $340.
That's expensive. Do you have a cheaper model?
No, I'm sorry. We had some Sony cameras last week for $280, but we sold them all.
Contesta.
How much does the camera cost?
¿Cuánto vale la cámara?
It costs $340.
Vale $340.
Mansión Auto es un curso de inglés propiedad de la Mansión del Inglés CBE.